Welcome to the Face Rocker Podcast number 40. I'm co-host Dez Dolly. That is Dez with a Z, or at Dez Dolly for those of you looking for me on Twitter. Matt and Freddie are out filming Video Game High School Season 3, but we managed to pry them away for a very special episode. Today we have our good pals Jake Andrews and John Carman, otherwise known as the creative duo behind Ruby Dog Movies, the super hilarious sketch group and YouTube channel of the same name. They pop over to talk about their origins as a filmmaking team, their epic 3-hour high school film, and then John, a burgeoning musician in his own right, busts out these, I don't know, what would you call them, beat pads? I don't know what you call them. But he serenades us with his sweet digital rhythms, so just lay back and relax. Let it just kind of wash over you. Before we get to the show, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for tuning in today, and for those dedicated fans who listen every week. Don't forget we post video versions of these podcasts on RocketJump.com, where you can hit us up in the comments and ask questions, make recommendations for future episodes, guests, or, you know, just tell us how awesome you think we are. Because who doesn't like having their ego stroked? I mean, I know it makes me feel good. And that's why I do this, solely for the self-gratification. I also want to thank those of you who support the show by subscribing on iTunes. It's how the podcast industry gauges success, and it goes a long way to helping us find bigger, better sponsors to keep the show going. So those of you who find this podcast on Stitcher, Podbay, or even on RocketJump.com, don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, which has a really fantastic podcast app, by the way. While you're on iTunes, check out our other show, To the Future, starring the hilarious Logan Olsen and Ben Geely. Very good friends. Words cannot describe the insanity that is that podcast, so do yourself a favor and check it out for yourself. We will have all new episodes of that coming out very, very soon, so stay tuned. Speaking of finding bigger and better sponsors, we are proud to be partnered with Squarespace. Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. I assume many of you listeners are the creative type. Filmmakers, musicians, performers. You want the world to know all about your body of work, right? You have a really sweet product you want to sell, but don't know how to build an online store. You're always thinking about building this grand website, but it just sounds too expensive and you don't know where to start. Squarespace has got you covered. Building a website with Squarespace is simple and easy. They have an insane amount of awesome designs for you to choose from. Customizing is as easy as dragging and dropping. Still want someone to hold your hand? Well, they have 24/7 support through live chat and email. Their purpose in this world is to help make your dream site fast and easy. Here's the kicker. We have you hooked up with a free trial today. You can start building your website right now. No credit card required. You can literally go to Squarespace right now and build your website for free. If you like your design and decide to keep it, then you pay. You're free to walk away at any time. Plans start at a cheap $8 a month. That's less than a trip to Starbucks. And, don't say we didn't do anything for you. If you sign up through squarespace.com/rocketjump or enter the promo code rocketjump, you get 10% off your first purchase. Boom. How about that? How about we throw in a free domain name if you sign up for a year? Double boom. There's seriously no excuse now. Get after it. Get your web presence popping today. We want to thank Squarespace again for sponsoring the podcast and hooking our fans up with a really sweet deal. Squarespace. A better web starts with your site. All right. That's it for the plugs. I'm almost out of breath. Unless you still haven't signed up for Netflix. And in that case, I don't think I can help you. Seriously. What's wrong with you? It's free. You can literally go see all of your favorite movies and TV shows for free right now. Enter the promo code RocketJump and get a free month of Netflix. It's that simple. I've read your comments. Some of you are suspicious about Netflix's services. My personal philosophy, don't knock it until you try it. That's all I'm saying. I have Netflix. I love it. Get your free 30 days and peace out if you think it sucks. Seriously. It's entirely up to you. Just know your subscription helps the show, so epic thanks to those who take advantage of this really awesome deal. All right, that's it with the plugs. Enough of the housekeeping. Let's get into another epic episode. Thanks again for tuning in. Without further ado, Face Rocker Podcast number 40 with John Carman and Jake Andrews of Ruby Dog Movies. Let's blow it up.
Welcome, everybody, to yet another Face Rocker Podcast. I am joined by my fearless co-host, Matt Arnold, to my right.
Hello.
And Desmond Dolly to my further right.
All the way over here. How's it going, guys?
I'm Freddie Wong. We are joined today by one of the funniest sketch YouTube channels. My favorite sketch YouTube channel. I don't know about you guys. You guys are...
They're pretty good.
They're
resounding mediocre for the other guys.
I've enjoyed a few of their sketches, I gotta say. You guys do good work.
Ruby Dog Films, Jake Andrews and John Carman of Ruby Dog Films, youtube.com/RubyDog189. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Does somebody else take Ruby Dog?
Some asshole. 188 other people.
I don't know why it is 189. I don't...
You always had a thing for 189.
Well, 89, I was born in 1989, so that's what...
And then what was the one?
I don't know where the one came from. Like I can't...
Murder.
Like a murder. 187. We're going to kill you with our comedy, son. Step off.
What is the cop code?
Chicago.
Benji, what is the cop code for 189? We'll find that out in just
a
second.
We have our comptroller, Benji, just off camera over here.
Just checking things on us, checking Google for us whenever we want.
Googling the cop code for 189 right now.
So real quick.
189 is also murder.
189 is murder.
That's why we did it. Because, you know,
murder.
Destructive murder.
Explosive comedy.
Dude, I love it. Okay, before your channel was just mediocre comedy. Now it's explosive awesomeness.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Pretty fitting. So the first video that I'd seen, and it was a video that kind of went viral, was a Mentos ad parody called... It was a banned Mentos commercial, probably all caps. Probably at this point, it's all caps. But banned Mentos commercial, which is like... Again, it reminded me of a bunch of videos that, you know, we should have shot in high school, except... There's a twist to it, and I think all your guys' comedy has this sort of super dark,
violent at times,
super dark, well, super totally. Violent, unexpected twist.
Maybe not spoil it, but maybe we play it. Let's just cut in and play it right here. You gave me
and
your
that's
permission
not gonna
earlier.
Happen. So we're just gonna keep
put it in post.
Put it comment.
Ben Waller, Benji, put in the notes that Ben Waller has to do more work on this podcast.
Well, that was that one was in high school, right?
Yeah, that's
was
true.
That in high school or college?
That was junior year.
Yeah, that was high school.
Yeah, so like that was the surprising thing. As Freddie was like, you should watch some of these sketches, and you know, yeah. I think all of us did some videos in high school.
Oh,
I mean, and like you know, they're all kind of weird, but I hadn't seen a high schooler have that such a twisted yeah. sense of comedy, but also it just was kind of sophisticated in a weird way. Like it was pretty impressive to be like these guys in high school are doing some pretty weird like. SNL level shit, and pretty quickly we're like, these guys are rad.
Mm-hmm. I remember this is going to be really embarrassing, but I remember being like, I really want to meet these guys. These guys are hilarious, mm-hmm. and I was like, where are these guys? How old are they? How is this good? Like, where? I just had no idea.
I remember having these conversations at Hunter Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would play your videos.
We would play through just playlists of your videos. We're like, how do we find these two
Cereal,
guys?
Cereal. Which is kind of must have been a weird
it was like
indirect
8 minute one, right?
It's yeah, it's an epic.
That's
a weird yeah. one.
I remember being weirdly like these guys like I was weirdly like these guys are like the cool kids in high school. Like how do we talk to them? Can they? Would they like ever do stuff
with
us? Like
hang out with us?
Do you think they hang out with us? How do we talk to them?
Enough. Can we wait? Well, let me ask you something because in all of your videos, all of my videos in high school was me and all my guy friends just hanging out and doing dumb shit together. Mm-hmm. All of your guys' videos is like you. And a whole, you know, crowd of interesting people and attractive people of both genders.
Well, how did that start? Because I feel like we're just sitting here just sucking your knobs right now, just loving you guys.
No
up.
More suckage. You guys, you take a podcast and run with it.
No, just
they both
keep
work
going.
With
keep
us now.
Tell us something interesting
you
about
start,
yourselves.
Can't start, not finish.
John's been John's been like editing stuff and just doing a whole bunch of crap for us. Jake here is now a staff writer on season 3.
Yeah,
which
we're
has been
friends.
A big help.
We all nobody knows. So, probably most people don't know this. We all work together now.
Yeah. Long story short, these guys are
coworkers.
Yeah.
But let's hear the beginning of the Ruby Duck story.
Take us back.
Take
the
us
beginning.
Back.
Wasn't the question, how did we get females in our sketches?
We'll start. we'll get there.
We'll get there.
I mean, you can answer that offline.
I'm
going
to highlight
that
one because I do want to circle back to it.
Yeah.
It's pretty important for us. How do you get that to happen?
Hey, guys. Maybe you guys are pointed at us here at Rack and Joe, but how do we get ladies in our videos?
What is?
There is some truth there, some sad truth.
What it started in middle school, right? That's when
we used to
sit
at the same lunch table.
Yeah, and I didn't like you.
Aww.
Oh, well, that's good to know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You well, didn't know that?
You kind of
are you
knew
doing
it.
A bit?
We didn't like
well,
you.
We didn't talk. But like I used to be kind of a loud mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was but he was new to town. He had just moved here from
I moved
Chicago
in the
area.
Middle of 7th grade from Chicago. It's the most awkward time
that's
to move.
That's a rough time.
You just come and everyone at lunch is like, who are you?
And they've already known each other for like 7 years.
Are you here to shoot us or like they don't like, who are you? What are you doing here?
And you had that haircut.
Weirdo? Yeah.
Oh yeah, for
reference. That amazing haircut.
I just did not care from middle school to high school. I was just like, nah.
No.
I gotta get to school. I don't care.
I just got to find a guy and make some sweet comedy.
So you sat with the loud mouth, odd man out.
He was the silent one. So like, yeah. I just barely knew he existed. He was just, I would rec. So we knew who we were, John. But we never talked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then
start of a beautiful friendship, by the way.
Yeah.
And then we were, both of our families were vacationing in Santa Monica.
Wait, LA, Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And so and like, then like, we're like loaded. Walking down the promenade.
That's to make it clear.
Wait, hold on. What?
And like, so you're both like loaded, right?
That's so you pretty much tell us you're loaded, right? Like fully loaded. You guys are like fucking liquid.
Santa Monica.
That's just an amazing friendship because he's like, both of our families are vacationing across the country. It's like a beginning of just romantic.
So you
comedy.
Guys are on the promenade, Third Street Promenade, Santa Monica, somehow 3,000 miles from home.
And then what?
And we run into each other.
Well, I ran into your little brother, who we met through a film course through my middle school.
Mm-hmm.
We both went to the same film course, and I saw him with John's mom, and I was next to my mom. And
although before you get that point, just so you know, this film course that I took it the year before you and my brother took it.
Yeah.
This is a film course where you edit by literally rewinding the DV tape and then recording over like your shot until you get the tape.
And the film that we made was called Planet of the Grapes.
Mine was Silence of the Hams, wasn't it? I think it was.
You guys are born for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So both food-based puns of
those
well-known
witty titles,
movies.
Yeah.
I think the teacher made us do those.
Teacher's just like, yes, food puns, yes.
So I saw his brother,
and I was like, oh my God, that's fucking like, that kid's from Westport. God, kid. And my mom was like, should we stop? And I was like, no. I swear to God. And then my mom was like, no, fuck you. Like, and she turned around and we talked. And then from there, like, our families went to dinner.
Do you remember what you were talking about?
Well, yeah, the first thing that we both like connected on was like Bad Boys 2 had just come out.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I connected with a lot of people over Bad Boys 2.
And so we're like, oh, wait. And then we talked about, oh, remember the bad guy? He gets like, gets shot in the head and like dies on the landmine.
Oh, dude, spoilers.
Bad guy death. If you haven't seen Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by this point, stop you watching. Deserve to watch movies.
Yeah.
What was, I'm just curious. Do you remember what restaurant your families went to dinner to?
I think it was sushi.
It was definitely
so you guys are totally loaded.
Yeah.
You guys are fully loaded,
sushi.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys just drove across the country sushi.
So you fed each other raw fish and you were best friends ever since.
From Bad Boys 2.
But what was that was it. You came back and you were like, okay, so how did you bonding together, when did that become let's form this filmmaking duo?
But I have a question before you got to filmmaking duo. Did that change your lunchroom dynamic all of a sudden? Were you guys like, yeah, you know what, this guy's pretty cool, I guess?
Yeah.
No, definitely. After that, we started, we kind of appreciated each other.
We realized we had
a similar taste in movies. So that was like the first, because we saw the second Lara Croft film together, the first film we saw together, and we were just both like, hey, that wasn't very good. And you're like, yeah, you're right, it wasn't very good. And then we're like, why didn't you like it? Because of this. And I'm like, oh, me too. So
I was like, hey, are you single?
Hey, are you as loaded as I am?
This is a treat because I feel like I've talked to both of you about like this story, but despite us being like, it's John and Jake, I don't think I've ever been in a room with the two of you together. Like,
that's
more than
true,
once
actually.
Since then. It's like, Jake's always in the writer's room when I talk to him, and then you leave or something, and then John's just still here, and then I talk to John. But I'd like never see you two together. It's very cute. You guys are quite the team.
You guys
like
are adorable.
Yeah,
you guys
thank
are you. Adores.
So movies, why start making movies then?
Yeah.
There were film kids at our school.
Yeah. Yeah. Their name was Hunkit.
Jay Hunkit.
Jay Hunkit.
What?
Film
no
Productions.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. They're.
And they like ruled the morning announcements at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, we can make better movies than those guys.
That's like literally how it started. We can do that too. That was like our.
Were they assholes?
No, we were the assholes. We were just
we're so much better than them.
We can do that too.
But we didn't start by making comedy.
No. Yeah. The first movie we made was called Delivery Boy, and it was a mobster film.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I still had braces and my balls hadn't dropped yet.
Yeah, his voice was very high.
Yeah, it was very high.
And we didn't know anybody, so if like both of us were in the scene, I would literally have to hold the camera selfie style out in front of Ben's
and we recreated the Reservoir Dogs scene with the cop, and we thought it would be cool to put a DVD copy of Reservoir Dogs next to it.
That's the most high school thing to do ever.
I forgot about that.
We're like, this would be cool. You know, we play with so much. You know, it's how they do it.
Somebody's going to get it.
Do you have that video?
No, I don't know where it went.
Somewhere in my closet.
You got to find
the
it.
Old DVD.
Is this the full length one? You told me you did a full length movie.
That was in high school.
Yeah,
that's made up.
Oh, this is elementary school still.
That's still middle school.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So you guys made a mobster flick, and what did you do when you were done with it?
Well, we thought it was great.
Yeah, this was like, if a guy had a goatee, we would literally take a brown marker and paint a goatee onto a guy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like
that's how they do it in real movies, too.
Yeah.
Did not realize.
And for the headshot, I remember we had to put like saran wrap on this door.
Yeah, this guy
John was like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, please. And literally, it was like John behind the guy with salsa. And like when he's head whipped, John just threw salsa. We were just like, yes. It looked so cool.
Yeah.
How's the creative duo work? Like, what's the process between you two?
I'd say more of like the... Well, now it's a little bit different, but when it was first starting, it was like more of I would come to John with the ideas, and if John laughed, he'd be like, yeah, let's try to make that. And then John would pretty much always film it and then edit it, and I'd be there when he edited it. And we'd try to keep it 50-50.
What did you shoot the mobster film on? What was your equipment?
I can't remember the model.
Some terrible
camera. It
was camera.
Like one of those little tiny square DV.
It was on a DVX,
mini DV.
Mini DV,
yeah. Nice. Yeah. Did you always like iMovie? Like, what was your first?
Totally. Yeah, totally. Oh, I was all about iMovie. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have like a candy colored iMac?
No, we had the one with the floaty head. Remember that?
Oh, the sunflower one.
Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That circular base and then the weird neck. Yeah, so that's what we did it all on.
Wow. Okay. And did you play it for anybody? It was just for yourselves.
Did we? I think we just made it for ourselves.
I think, there's a good amount of people involved, and so
we did it with all the kids at our lunch table.
Yeah, we all had a night and watched it, and we're pretty proud of ourselves.
It was nice. Quite a night.
Yeah, it was good. We were loaded.
Well, now, so you said that, you know, morning announcements, that was what kind of got you guys going into it. Did you guys eventually do the morning announcements or more official capacity?
Well, in high school, that's really when, like, we... making like a lot more things, and definitely on the in the morning show we made like crazy content, and we had such a liberal school that they were fine with us putting these crazy things on the air.
We would like murder people. We were the first people to murder people on the air and just do really
like really murder.
Yeah, have like
live execution films.
No,
we would just go in the back of school and get some squirrels and flay them out.
Yeah, we just torture animals. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's creative.
It's really this cool
saying a lot here, guys.
So when did it become Ruby Dog? Like, what point was like, we need to make this a sketch group, or was it just like, we need a YouTube channel?
We made for our class, it was like film production or something, video production. We just made a 25-minute epic about like a bully who like stands up to a nerd and... Or no, sorry. Nerd who stands up to a bully.
I like that other idea. Would have been better.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not smart. You're not as smart as me. And he just stands up to him.
We made this like action epic. And I think it was like the first movie that kind of like pulled off kind of like dirty humor, and there was like just like weird like sexual allusions. Like Jake's character was like secretly gay and he's trying to hide it the whole movie.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't think anybody had ever seen anything like that. I was trying to push the envelope, but this was pre-YouTube. So we made this movie in class, and then I can't remember
what class.
Just like video
production. Film class. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then someone just started passing around a DVD of this movie, and it got to like almost every teacher in the school. They were just taking time out of their class to show it.
No
to
way.
Students.
Yeah.
And people were coming up to us and like, hey, how can I buy that DVD from you? Like, tell me more. And I was like, okay, that's when I realized, that was sophomore year of high school. So that's when I realized. Okay,
how long was this movie?
It's like 25 minutes.
Okay.
That's pretty nuts.
So you were slanging your DVDs
Yeah.
In the, as sophomores.
Yeah.
And the teachers would play it in their classes.
Mm-hmm.
They would take time out of their curriculum to play some super violent movie that you made.
Yeah.
And then you just knew the sky's the limit. You guys were just like, we're going to do this.
Well, the girls saw it, too.
The girls saw it.
Yeah.
So that's
the girls
how, that's,
saw the video, too.
I see. It's because the teachers were like, hey, you know what's cool? And since kids look to teachers for what's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's when the first thing you told me, though, was literally, it was like, you guys did a video, and then girls wanted to be in your video. And they're like, we need to do more videos.
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw you cut 40, that's what you told me.
Yeah. It was like, you became cool.
No, yeah. Girls thought we were funny.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that was awesome. So we were like, let's do it. Let's.
And well, because right after we made that movie, YouTube came out.
No.
So
yeah.
We were just, okay, this is the perfect place to put, like, you know, shorts and stuff like this on. And so
crazy.
Yeah, we just started doing one after another, and then they started getting, like, no one had ever seen anything like this, and there were people in their school making these, and, you know, we had to censor ourselves for a video for class or morning announcements, whatever, but on YouTube, it's, you know,
all
we could
bets
do,
are
yeah,
off.
We could do the most twisted things we could imagine.
Yeah.
So
I definitely usually have to question whether or not I'm going to show one of your sketches to somebody often. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They've
even
definitely,
myself.
Yeah. There's totally. Been situations like this. The,
is
these
there anywhere you guys
here.
Wouldn't go? Something you felt would have taken it too
well,
far?
No, I don't think so. Tell us about the kid who burned himself or killed, and you guys showed at the.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, that was
tell this story because I love.
Oh man,
I've never heard this.
You either come up as complete assholes or rock star artists. Tell us, this is great.
I think it was mostly the second one. But just to be honest. But.
Well, it's for Rainy Day Blues, right? That
yes.
was a sketch?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what happened?
Well, we premiered that at this like little festival in our town.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of it, I'm like stricken with grief. And so I try to light myself on fire.
Okay. In a graveyard.
In a graveyard. And then like... So unbeknownst to us, like a few days ago, a woman, like, I think, was it a graveyard or was
mm-hmm.
it like,
it was
yeah, a woman like went into a graveyard and lit herself on fire.
Yeah.
And
we, so
we yeah. And then when we played it, like no one was really laughing in the audience and we're just like, what?
Why didn't that work?
Yeah. We thought this was funny. And then we found that out and felt really bad.
So you didn't know beforehand?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would have been messed
or you,
up.
You knew beforehand.
I think we did.
Yeah, because
like, selective memory right now, Jake. I think like the night before we showed it, you know.
Oh, was that how
we had it all set up and ready. We were so excited and we were going to come out and like talk. It was going to be our first big like event. And
oh, wow.
Then we found out that and we were so amped. We were just like, yeah, like they'll laugh. And it's just funny. It's hilarious, you know. And,
oh, my gosh.
And so...
Oh.
And
I don't
and the crowd,
that.
We got some of our friends to show up. You know, it was mostly just adults in the
oh,
audience.
Man.
It wasn't like people our age who would have the same sense of humor for the most part. So,
what else were they showing at this festival?
Well, the thing is that we kind of had a reputation in our town at
Clearly,
this point.
Yeah.
So we were able to convince the festival to let us do this. Like Ruby Dog just you know shows a bunch of stuff back to back. You know. And so,
but this was like the premiere one, the
yeah,
new one.
Yeah, it was like the first time. It was like we just finished this movie. Like you get to see it first at this festival or whatever. And so, yeah, it was mostly adults. And then I remember we were like standing around, like waiting for to do Q&A afterwards. And I think one of the first questions they asked was just like, why did you make that movie when you someone clearly did that days ago?
And you how did you respond?
Was it like one of your friend's parents? It feels like it's a small town, so you just knew this person.
Yeah, how many people were there actually?
It was a good 40, I'd say. I don't know.
It's a solid 40.
Yeah.
Solid 4
good
zip.
40, yeah.
So what was your response?
I think we were just like, it was like just a shrug, you know?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's cavity.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was definitely, first time we showed that movie, like bombed hard. But then as-
Oh, it's a classic.
I tell you, as time went on, people, you know, have told us that it's like one of their favorites. So
that still might be my favorite, or Mentos. I think, not that he's saying you peaked early, but Mentos is incredible. It's mostly Jake's scream at the end is just unreal. It's so brutal and maniacal and awful. It shouldn't be funny, but it is. It's incredible. But yeah, awesome.
Hold on. I want to talk more about some of your greatest hits and your history. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Today's Face Rocker podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace.com, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website and online portfolio. Take it from us. Building your own website is a huge pain in the butt. It took us forever to build Rocket Jump. It's a very difficult task, especially if you're an artsy, fartsy, creative type that like doesn't know how to code. Use the offer code Rocket Jump, sign up for a free trial, and you get 10% off your first purchase. These guys are great. It's all drag and drop, fully customizable. You can link your site right to your Facebook and Twitter profiles. Even a chump like you, John, can put together a great website in minutes.
Well, from what I hear, they've got tons of design templates and style options, and they update with new stuff all the time. You can even set up like a merch store in 2 seconds.
You got a bunch of merch you want to sell?
Not yet, but I will be now that I can use squarespace.com to easily sell my website.
You can. It's just that easy. Plus, there's this really cool feature where all the designs also come in the mobile version, so your site doesn't look like total garbage on an iPhone.
Also, if you need a little help, or if you just want someone to talk to because you're having a lonely Saturday night, they have an amazing customer support team. Over 100 people on call 24/7.
Thanks to Squarespace for supporting the show. Head over to squarespace.com and use the promo code ROCKETJUMP for a free trial and 10% off your first purchase. Again, just go try it out. Design your website. If you like it, then you buy.
All starting at $8 a month.
Don't even need a credit card to get started.
Squarespace, it's everything you need to make a kick-ass website.
Hey guys, how's it going? Jimmy Wong, aka Ted from VGHS here, telling you to check out shop.rocketjump.com. We've got brand new merchandise like iPhone cases and iPad decals to shirts, Blu-rays, and posters, including brand new Season 2 designs from our friends at Danger Brain. There's also the incredibly popular VGHS hoodie, and some of our older shirts are on sale for a great price. So make sure you check it out right after this podcast at shop.rocketjump.com. Thanks so much, guys.
So John Carman has walked in here with a laundry basket full of his DJ gear, and he's currently furiously setting this
up.
Well,
we didn't
want
him to do it, but he was just begging to do this.
It's the only way we could get John on the show today.
I told John, don't bring your fucking beat pads.
These are some sick beat pads,
don't
John.
Bring them.
What do you call these, by the way?
Are they actually called beat pads?
Chronos pads?
Chaos pads.
They're
chaos
the chaos pads. Pads.
They were actually a little history of the chaos pad. Actually, nobody cares. All right, we're gonna go ahead and move on. Anyway, no, while John sets up,
are you
up
also
here,
a musician, Jake?
We're gonna talk to Jake.
I am not, but
Jake played bass.
I played bass guitar for a little bit.
Oh, sweet.
And
were you in a band?
I was never in a band.
I owned a bass guitar, an electric bass. I thought that would be easy. It would be much easier
to
learn.
That's what I kind of thought, too. Four strings is less than six. No,
apparently, we both made the same mistake. Yeah. It's more difficult. I could
play Smoke on the Water and
Metallica's Sad But True. I learned those two songs, and then I quit.
I can play Gorilla Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
no,
it.
I got bored.
That's it?
What?
That's it?
Bass? I don't know.
Credit to bass players.
But I found after I learned a couple of songs, I found it really boring.
Well, you need a bass is an instrument that you need the rest of your band with, because nobody can make anything sound good on just bass.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, just guitar, you can sit
the
there.
The guy from Bella Fleck.
Yeah, after what 43 years of intense.
Well,
yeah,
that guy's a pro.
Well, I know
man.
You just said nobody.
Okay, fine. Only the greatest.
When you're in high school, though,
you just said nobody.
When you're in high school, if you're at a party, it's okay to pull out a guitar because you can play anything. You pull out a bass, you're like, dum 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 dum. You look like an idiot.
Yeah, what do you got? You got the Money intro and Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, that's it.
No girl wants that. They want to listen to Dave Matthews.
Yeah, exactly.
Ad nauseum.
How's this going, John? DJ Beats.
Well, we need. John doesn't have a. Do you help John like artistically in his other endeavors?
I can't. I wish I knew how to set up his.
How much of your partnership is you just waiting around for John to do stuff?
That's pretty much this.
John so did not want this.
No, he doesn't. So you know. John doesn't want to do any of this right now. He's setting up. Whoever's not watching, he's setting up these two sci-fi matrix-looking beat pads
as like two Christmas-colored green and red like patterns coalesce.
Touchscreen. LCDs, it's gonna sound ridiculous.
He thinks we're making fun of him, but we're not.
No, we're not. This is gonna be amazing.
This is
I
a place
because
of
I'm
love.
I'm actually pretty impressed at how you are just expressing yourself in other creative ways.
This comes from a place of love.
John played some great beats the other day.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, we're actually, believe it or not, we're getting a little bit of buzz because John Carman uses some bootleg electronics to run.
John's beat pads are so powerful.
You're probably more likely to believe it because you're probably heard it in the podcast, that buzzing, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Wow, and he has a third thing.
Is there still a buzzing?
Yeah, there is a little.
That's the sound of power.
That's okay. We're going to just play a little bit, and then we'll pull it out. But so for those of you hearing the buzz, don't worry about it.
So he's pulled out goes.
Third
there he goes.
Thing. John, could you just describe really quick your setup? What do you have in front of you?
Okay.
It's that your phone.
It's the phone. Yeah, keep the phone away from the mic, and you're good to go.
Pull the phone out real quick, just for now.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right, just for now. Okay. All right.
Okay. Or not.
All right, for now.
All right, so John. What are you gonna play going for us today?
What is this kit? Kit, everything.
Okay, so we got. Where do I begin?
And why did you start this? When did this
what
happen?
What is this? What's happening, John?
Okay, we got the K-Oscillator. That's the kind of like. This makes the sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great. No, keep going, John. I love you.
This makes the sounds.
Okay. The green one.
This affects the sounds.
Okay. Right. And what is that? And what is. Oh, God, this guy's got his phone on.
Oh, someone's Wookiee phone just went off.
What's the third thing?
What's the third bass?
Oh!
What? Yeah.
Boom. Sick, son.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Play some 808s.
So somehow you're going to sequence, play an analog bass, and your phone's plugged
what's
in.
What's the phone doing? What's
I
the
have
phone
a
doing?
Bose speaker That's on where... my side of things over here, and...
There's a lot of cables in this basket. Are you sure you don't need any of these?
John, I think it's time for you to take it away and
Jake,
show us.
Jake, how do you feel about
this?
Well, John,
how did you start?
Can I make a request?
Please.
Play our song.
Well, John, how did you start? How did you start doing this?
Well, there was this app called Figure that I have no experience with music whatsoever.
Okay.
You're doing the music for our latest video
also. No, at the time.
Okay.
I had no experience.
Okay.
This is like...
Is that experience now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how long ago was this?
Like almost a year and a half ago.
Okay. Nice.
So yeah, there's this app called Figure. What it was like, it was on the front of the iTunes store. It was like, they were saying it was app of the year.
So who am I then?
Yeah. Get it.
Get in the way of app of the year.
So I said, oh, give it a shot. It was only $1. And it's like really this surprisingly deep, like intuitive kind of beat making thing. And Fred, you were playing with it before.
It was. It's very good. It's made by Propellerhead, the same guys who made Reason, big electronic music package back in the... Well, still, I think, to an extent. But, well, okay, so you're telling me that a dollar app caused you to buy all this awesome DJ equipment? Like, that's what inspired you?
Well, these are all recent acquisitions. I was just kind of screwing around.
But now you're serious.
Yeah, and now I'm trying to, like, step it up a little bit.
Can you just show us? Just walk us through the process here. Invite us into the lab. Right,
so step by step, make a sick-ass beat.
All right.
Well,
and Jake, if you could rap over this freestyle without please. Any sort of preparation, that'd be great.
Real quick, let me just lay down a foundation to which to build this funky, fresh house upon, and then we'll go from there. So, for those of you who are not watching, I'll be describing the process. John is twiddling some knobs here. He is hunched over it like
hunched
a mad
over the matrix
scientist.
Beat pads.
He's activated some buttons. Things are lighting up.
A lot of lights
beneath
and
his
buttons.
Fingertips. And
still hearing that feedback.
That's okay. It's okay.
That's part sick
of the,
feedback.
Part of the, it's part of the baseline, Dez. Are we getting anything? Is this thing on? Is the speaker on? Uh-oh.
Well, that was fantastic.
We'll cut that. Jim. We'll cut that part.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
No, you got to plug it in.
Was that the one that I got to plug in?
Bose wasn't plugged in. Well,
what the heck is
Be
this
careful.
Audio? Where was the feedback coming from? What was this audio in? This is what's happening.
That's why I don't.
All right, John, it's all good.
Don't worry about it.
We'll cut that out.
Play me something.
All right.
I can't hear shit.
Turn it up.
I'm hearing something somewhere.
Yeah, just turn it up.
Oh, wow. I'm hearing
it. That's coming from there. It's real good louder.
I can't hear it. It was way loud the other day.
Does it need power, John? I just can't hear anything out of this.
Turn it up. Just gotta press the
volume. Okay, I think it's all the way up.
Just keep making noises.
All right.
It's pretty dope.
John's machine is really quiet, so it'd be really quiet.
Do you have the volume all the way up on your end?
There we go.
Oh.
You have to hold it. Freddy's just tapping
Freddy,
it.
Freddy, come on.
There we go.
All right, here we go. All right. DJ what? What's your DJ name? Come up with one right now. Go, DJ.
DJ Screw Loose.
DJ Screw Loose on the
back of the lab.
On the meat pads. Here we go.
Free Willy, Jim.
It's so sick.
What is this beat?
Scops. Give it a second. Let the beat build.
Yeah.
Oh, the
bang.
Oh shit. Uh-oh. Oh no. Can you feel it? About to get real hyphy in here.
Go, Jake.
Jake. Jake's eyes just fell out of his head.
Intergalactic battle.
Does it make any other sounds?
No, it hasn't. He's in crazy stuff right now.
John's pushing a lot of buttons. He's turning knobs. A lot of blinking buttons.
Knobs are turning.
There we go. This is very experimental.
It's like John Cage rose from the grave.
Pressing the hold button.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, sitting here in anticipation of the sonic landscapes.
John, I want you to score my everything from now on.
To be fair, I would have no idea how to even approach this.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. It all looks like magic to me.
Very tribal.
Are you recording that when you press that?
No, I'm severely regretting bringing this up.
Could you show us some of the other?
Your energy is just dead.
It's so hot.
You would rather
it's not the right environment, folks.
Tell you what. John, here's what we're gonna do, though. You.
DJ Screw Loose, everybody!
John,
DJ Screw Loose in the house.
You have until this comes out to make another beat, and then we'll
lay it over.
We'll lay it over.
We'll lay it over.
Right.
We'll lay it over. It'll sound amazing.
Put your headphones back on.
Hold on.
Put on your headphones.
Jake, now you have to do something really embarrassing.
Why?
You guys did that just to hold it over for the rest of the song.
I know.
No.
You can keep playing. Keep playing.
Can you show me what this analog bass thing does? I'm really curious about this part of your equation. It's a pretty intense, weird-looking setup.
John, you're good sport, John.
Thank you for playing.
If you threw me under the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And look, poor Jake. The
short bus? No worries.
You're saying poor Jake?
Poor Jake has nothing to do with this shit, and he just has to stay in the
watch. Yeah.
Jake has a microphone.
What you did to me.
Yeah, Jake can do whatever he wants.
That's the output, John. That's the output.
That's true.
Jake, what's the favorite movie you've seen recently?
Favorite movie I've seen recently? I saw Big Bad Wolves.
Yeah.
And that was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Tarantino one
Tarantino loved it, and it's this Israeli film about a child murderer. So, you know, it's going to be
a fun movie.
It's going to be fun.
Well, you
sounds really positive and uplifting.
It is. There is a lot of humor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than you would expect in a child murdering film.
I also recently got Jake into, I believe, watching his first anime outside of
Space Dandy.
Space Dandy.
I love it.
All right, can we just take it from like
Space Dandy's pretty good.
I like Space Dandy a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can shut off the wheels of steel there. The towers of power, as I like to call it.
Okay, so what's happening now?
John's gonna show me what this bass thing is after the podcast. He is he's packing up here. Just so
you're done.
Trying to remove the
DJ's.
I'm just choking right now.
Yeah, DJ Screw Loose
has pull the power, John.
DJ Screw Loose is throwing in the towel.
Me and Jake were like desperately trying to kind of do a podcast in the middle of all this, and it wasn't good.
Stop fighting it.
So real quick, John, thank you very much for bringing out your
John. That was
let's pretend like it didn't.
Well,
hold on for a second.
And it happened.
Hold on for a second.
Put it straight to the internet. This uploads directly to YouTube.
Hold on, John. I know you're feeling a little self-conscious right now. I know that feeling. But here's let me assuage it a little bit with the following. Everybody's got to start somewhere with the crazy beat pads, and I have no idea what the heck you were doing. Like, I have no idea how those things worked.
It's really impressive.
The other thing is that you're more courageous than Logan, who talks a lot of big game. I mean, Logan's not here to defend himself. He talks a lot of big game.
Yes, he refuses to DJ on this show.
He refuses to do most things. He talks a lot of big game. He doesn't do much.
Yes,
calling him out
correct.
Here. John Carmen, way less experience, just showing up.
I foresee
doing his best.
A DJ battle. In the very near future.
But see, John would show up to that DJ battle.
That's true.
And
Logan wouldn't
win.
Show up.
By default.
And Logan would just say, I'm doing top secret stuff for my top secret job. I can't talk about goodbye. And then he'd leave.
John's good, though.
Yeah.
John is a talented individual.
John, I've heard his beats are good.
He's going to have music set to the latest video.
Yes. In fact, this is coming out just after the release of our
ping pong video.
Of our ping pong video. Yeah. That ping pong video is scored 100% by DJ. What did we settle on?
Screw loose.
No, screw loose.
John, what topic would you like to talk about to make yourself feel a little...
Menstrual cycle. DJ Manstrel Cycle.
Yeah. No,
I'm getting bumper stickers.
Don't
already
print.
John hasn't said a word, by the way, in the last 5 minutes.
John is livid.
He's just been
I'm hot. Quietly down the stairs.
Chugging his Modelo.
John, tell us about your day.
John, what would you rather be doing?
Yeah, no, let's hear about their days. What was the guys today like?
Let's go.
John was making pizza all day.
Hold on.
Let's hear it.
We weren't fully through the story. Our paths crossed.
Let's do that. You're right. We just
our path didn't what?
No, we just no, got like you guys were in high school.
We had a brief DJ interlude.
You guys got paired bank accounts. You ate fish. Chronicles. You were best friends. You made an epic film festival winning short. The rest is history.
No, go, John. I want to hear more of the story.
So wait. Let me ask you this. When you were after you guys premiered the world's most tasteless film at the festival, or at least the most least well received, how'd you follow that up? Like, because I know that you guys must have been like, well, that went over like a sad like Mother's Day at the orphanage. How did you follow up that particular film?
That's a sad saying.
It's true though. But like, how did you guys follow up after the festival?
Well, we just kept doing our thing.
Despite everything that happened at that festival.
There's 40 people in a room, of course.
Well, that's something I kind of learned over time is you just can't let anybody's reaction affect you, good or bad, you know?
Are you so upset over this DJ scenario?
Because we loved it.
John, why are you so upset over this DJ scenario?
I want to hear more about somehow turning it from... Because here's the point. This is where I'm bringing back from. That would have ended your career. That would have ended your life in a small town, reputation-wise. Here's how I know about these guys. I was Googling them, and I found something that your small town paper wrote about where you guys were going to college. That's how I knew where you guys went to college, and that's where I Facebooked you to be like, when you guys are in LA, please hit me up. We would love to talk to you guys. We'd love to meet you guys. And sure enough, John Carmen followed up on that Facebook message, and we met for sushi in Los Angeles many years later. But how did you go from, like, I'm surprised that newspaper would write about you guys after the... Well,
that's probably mainly because of that feature that we made.
Yeah.
And that we made Showdown, and then we decided, like, let's go even bigger. Let's make Showdown 2.
Which was feature length.
Yeah. Which was feature length. We used most of the faculty and the students in our school to make it. And I believe the first cut was 3.5 hours long.
And 3 days before
premiere. Yeah, 3 days before the premiere. And we didn't want to cut a thing.
Because it's all great.
We thought it was amazing.
And John, wasn't your father was giving you notes?
Yeah.
Both of our fathers were there.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is too long.
Just like, cut the scene. There's no point. We're like, we're not cutting this in.
Do they sit through all 3.5 hours?
They sat like a couple times. They've watched like the whole thing with like pretty much. Like, it was insane.
Those are pretty chill dads.
Yeah, our dads are cool dudes.
And so, how much did you cut?
Nothing.
We cut down to 2 hours.
We got it down to 2 hours.
Still an hour and a half longer than that movie.
I can't believe we made people sit.
We made a 2 hour sequel to a 30-minute movie. That's how much it went to our heads.
Do you have a 3.5 hour? Do you have the 3.5 hour cut somewhere?
Well, we have all the deleted scenes. We made like a whole.
You have to reconstruct the 3.5 hour version.
2-disc special edition.
Wow.
Of this movie.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
DVD commentary.
Yeah.
It's all there.
I want to watch this so badly.
And the whole commentary, we're just like, this is stupid. Like, that guy was an asshole. What, you know?
Pitch us the synopsis.
Well, the first one's about like the nerd who stands up to the bully. So we're like, okay, well, how do we like exponentially make that? So it's like, it's a school of bullies and nerds. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
so it's aliens.
Each bully has like his own power, kind of like a supervillain, you know? And so there's like one guy's like the eel and he just like crawls on the floor towards people. Another guy's the chef because he gives knuckle sandwiches.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. And so that's pretty much it.
Do you guys have a script that was 3 hours in?
There was no script for that 3.5 hour film. No.
Made it as he went.
No script.
We kind of knew.
Verite, Matt. Yeah. Verite.
We kind of knew where we were going. Yeah. So we didn't really
They did
a
very Wong Kar Wai method. Yeah. Where they had an outline of the scene and a lot of improvisation.
Little Mike Lee, you guys just kind of
I wanted to ask you,
you
guys a question, if we could skip ahead here. How did we actually convince you to come out here? Was that us?
Or
am I being presumptuous?
Well, wasn't
you guys are destined to come out here anyway, but I know we had some meetings
John
and we
was
were talking
LA.
A lot. We were
John
trying
Carman.
To get you to come out and stay here with us.
John Carman was in L.A.
So did that have any effect on you guys actually moving out here?
Well, definitely. Like, I was just living out here month to month.
Yeah.
Looking for work.
And I found you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys weren't living together? You got split up?
I was in Connecticut after college. I was living at home.
Doing what?
A lot of nothing. I took a UCB improv classes, and but beyond that, not too much.
Not too much. Not who too didn't much. Come out with John?
I was pretty depressed. What? I didn't.
That personal question.
It's very personal. It's fucked up that you asked me that. My parents were a little bit hesitant to me moving out to LA without a job,
without a reason to come out to LA.
Basically. Just but I would tell them, like, hey, Freddie W., they liked my stuff, and, you know, what maybe if I came
yeah,
out,
your parents
are
like, they're not
happen.
Real.
And they're like, yeah, but it doesn't, no.
They're a YouTube channel.
I feel like I owe every person that we've yanked out here, I owe their parents a visit, like a dinner. Like, I need to go to Clint's parents and have dinner with them and, like, apologize and thank them for allowing their... I feel like I owe these parents something.
So, what are you apologizing for?
Yeah.
Things
yeah,
ain't that
should,
bad.
They should buy you dinner, dude.
Yeah.
So you're working month to month. What sort of jobs were you having?
I was a PA on a commercial for dog medication.
Yes.
What else?
Are you credited?
You've made it.
I didn't even seen the finished product.
They don't credit commercials like that.
And
I don't know.
That was it.
I can't remember.
One dog commercial.
And then a Facebook message. From me saying, I was like, I remember this. I was like, he's in LA. I was just like, I want to get lunch with you. That was it. And I remember we dragged you back to where we were at our offices, and we'd be like, guys, it's one of the Ruby Dog guys. And everyone would be like, everyone had their favorite like at that mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh man, I love cereal. Oh, I love Rainy Day Blues. And I was just like, yeah, we were fanboyed out over you guys showing up, which was very strange.
Believe me, it was.
So what are you guys working on now? I know, but
tell us what you're working
everyone
on.
Everyone else
now.
Wants to know.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking with you guys about maybe doing a little collaboration of some sort.
That's right.
Wait, are you talking about bringing Ruby Dog back?
Well, it never went away.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys just did a sketch. It was great.
Yeah, with the fortune teller.
The fortune teller.
Like
that's right.
Ago. Yeah, we gotta make more stuff.
Click right here for it.
Nice, nice. We're gonna link to all their stuff in the descriptions and on our site, rocketjump.com. And you definitely, if you haven't seen these guys, check them out. So you guys got that going. You got sketches going. You're helping us out with our weekly shorts as well. Jake just hammering away in the writer's room with Matt and the gang.
On Video Game High School Season 3.
Yeah, now he's stuck doing shitty stuff.
Shitty.
Yeah, all the Jake came in because it was something that we needed essentially extra help, and he came in. He was very like part of the creative process, which is why we gave him staff writer credit. He came in as just as a writer's assistant, but he was so good that we had to pump him up. We had to bump him up. But now that we're in production, he's now taking over. Just
that duty. Yeah, it's kind of
yeah.
It's fine.
He just has to like change scene numbers and keep the revisions, and it's a bunch of really shitty stuff. So I apologize. I have to do that, but.
You gotta learn how to do it, though. You have to learn how to do it.
Does Matt make you pick up his socks?
Not well. Matt's feet are near me.
Oh boy! Can we not get into this?
What happens in the writer's room? Jake stays
in the writer. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with your feet. But I'm just saying, they're just visible
all the time.
I notice them.
They're always out. Omnipresent.
Yeah, nothing wrong with them. They're just there, though.
That's in great. Your face. Well. Thanks, guys, for coming on. How do we keep in touch with you? What's you guys got Twitters? You on Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter.
You share a Twitter?
I have Instagram.
Ooh, what are you on
follow
Instagram?
Follow my pictures.
What are your pictures on Instagram?
What are your pictures on Instagram?
Sometimes it's food.
No, your user account name.
Oh. Kinski 189. 189.
Klaus Kinski 189. Kinski 189. Okay.
But you're gonna get a real email address and name at some point, right?
Yeah, I'll get around to it.
You'll be a grown up. What about you,
Gian-Cameron? Instagram?
You on Instagram?
You on
Instagram?
Twitter?
You on Twitter?
I have the Ruby Dog Twitter. What's that? That's barely a Twitter.
Which is?
Just Ruby Dog Movies, I believe, at Ruby Dog Movies.
You're the only one who uses it, right?
Pretty much.
Whenever somebody tweets, I'm like, that's definitely a John.
It's just John.
Tweet. Yeah. That's not a Jack tweet.
So, Jake's over on Instagram.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of food. I'm more of a visual artist.
So I prefer Instagram.
Well, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for stopping by. John Carmen once again. DJ, hold on, let me think of something. DJ.
We're sorry about that,
Fluorescent.
John. I feel like this is the most awkward podcast we've ever done.
No, there's been worse.
But we can still cut that out.
No, like a 20 minute.
That was just setting up and everything.
That was like 15 minutes.
That happened.
Wait, that's why they wanted to do it. I thought you said we're going to record it after.
No, we may slice and dice just a touch.
There may be a little bit of...
No, we'll cut it down. We'll cut down all the setup stuff, but that was gold, baby.
John, trust us. We only put out the highest quality of product. We will make sure this podcast soars from beginning to end.
How long do you expect this podcast to be?
I thought it was like, we'll put it on at the end or something.
Take out the DJ stuff.
Take out the DJ stuff.
While awkward, this may be the most realistic portrayal of Rocket Jump you'll ever see. This is pretty much
if anybody wants to know what it's like work here. To live here and work here, this is basically
this
it.
This is real as it gets, suckers.
So thanks again to Ruby Dog.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, John Carmen.
Our fearless Googler in the back there, Benji Dolly, the comptroller.
Comptroller and producer, Benji Dolly. Thanks, buddy.
And of course, recorded, mixed, engineered, Alex Reeves, Point of Blue Studios, the very, very silky sounds that are coming through here through his mixing console. I'm Freddie Wong.
I'm Matthew Arnold.
I'm Des Dolly.
Thanks very much, everybody. See you next time.